I'm pretty sure I've already mentioned the fact that I'm an assiduous reader of the Sunday newspaper supplement Metropoli, dedicated to multi-ethnic Italy. Well, it's full of information and ideas. And the other day I happened upon a toll-free telephone number to call if you feel you have been a victim of racial discrimination. Racial discrimination in Italy? Perpetrated by whom and against whom? I must find out. I read the notice again and took note of the office behind the contact number. After a series of telephone calls and inquiries, I found myself talking to Marco De Giorgi, the director in charge of UNAR, the government office against racial discrimination, which is part of the Ministry of Equal Opportunities.
We set up this office in 2004 for the implementation of a European directive 2043, which is known as the European Directive on Racial Equality.
Why did this need arise?
Actually, Italy is starting right now to face this problem of immigration. Our situation is different from countries such as Great Britain, the States, and so on, because they faced this problem a lot of time ago. In Italy, we just are starting to face this problem because the problem of immigration started 20 or 30 years ago. So now we have to face this challenge of a multi-ethnic society.
Marco told me his mission is to promote equality between people and to remove every kind of discrimination.
Our mission is to make people aware that diversity is not a problem, but is a real resource for our society.
And Marco said his office does much more than simply provide a contact centre.
I came across UNAR by reading this very interesting Metropoli, which I always read. And I was especially struck by this contact centre. But you were saying that you actually work in diverse areas. First of all, in the area of prevention against discrimination. What do you do in this field?
Yes, prevention is very, very important because we strongly believe that equality must become a part of the education of every people. As prevention, this office yearly organizes the Week of Action Against Racism. We do this Week of Action every year on the occasion of the 21st of March, which is the International Day Against Racism. And also this year we had a very big plan of initiatives within the sector of schools, within university, within sport, because also the racism in football, you know, is a very big problem. And for example, in the last a week of action, we did a very interesting selection within all kind of school in Italy, trying to involve the student to study the problem of intercultural cohabitation. So we invited the students to do a painting, drawings, graphic arts, just to compare themselves with this problem of integration of immigrants in Italy. And it was very interesting that the winner was a teenager of 15 years old, which painted a very nice picture representing a man who is dancing with a different color, and then we printed it in all our awareness campaign poster.
The awareness campaign, Marco explained, focuses mainly on schools and education, with a varied list of projects in collaboration with the Ministry of Education. But I said, let's get back to the contact centre, the initiative that so attracted my attention.
Yes, it's a toll-free number, 890-10-10, and it has a multilingual staff, so it answers in 9 languages. And the duty of that operator is to collect, to gather the claims regarding the cases of racial discrimination. So the contact center every day collects this claim, and we are trying to monitor and to examine these cases in different sectors, the sector of labor, workplace, the sector of housing, the sector of health services, and so on. The function is of these top three numbers is very important from one point of view, just to monitor this phenomenon in Italy, and also to give free legal assistance to the victim of discrimination.
And depending on the gravity or complexity of the case, Marco explained legal assistance is either given over the telephone or the claimer is invited to meet a pool of experts at a UNAR office. Nearly always, he says, through mediation, a solution is reached. As Marco explained earlier, one important task the centre takes care of is to monitor the situation and provide data. According to these statistics, I asked, is there really racism in Italy?
Yes, the problem of racism really exists, and especially in some critical areas. For example, one of the areas we registered is the workplace. A lot of immigrant workers stay in factories, firm, company, especially in the northeast of Italy. And you know, the problem of discrimination are many. For example, it's very common that immigrants work in very unfavorable and precarious condition. And also sometimes they have some accident on the work because of security condition, and we registered this kind of claims. Also on the problem of the access to work when they send curricula or when they give their candidature, they have some problem because of the color of their skin, because of their religion, because of their religious habit and so on. So a lot of problem in the workplace.
And another area in which racism is evident, Marco said, is housing.
Do you actually get people who telephone and say, I can't find a house because nobody wants to take my family in because we're Arab or black or whatever? Does that happen?
Yes, actually it happens. And sometimes we investigate on the case, we examine the claim, and if we can verify that an agency has this advertisement that stops the immigrants, we try to contact the perpetrator of this behavior to convince him to change attitude.
Is it legal to say no immigrants?
Really not, because it's a discrimination according to the new legislation, but we try to act not with authority but with an action that I call the moral suasion. And I have to say that sometimes when this perpetrator just receive an our letter with the logo, a presidency or council of minister, national office against discrimination, sometimes it's enough for them to change attitude.
Who would you say are the biggest victims of discrimination? I mean, how could you map out an identikit?
It's very important, the color of the skin, you know? So we have a lot of complaint of black people because it's an evident factor that people is discriminated against or feel itself as discriminated. Sometimes it's just a perceived discrimination, I think. And also another important factor is that the claim we receive comes from people who stay in Italy from many years. Because staying here, they've acquired an awareness of their rights, so they have the courage to act against the perpetrator. So I have to say that the monitoring we do is just a part of racism we have in Italy, but a lot of it remain hidden.
And Marco pointed out, women are victims of what he calls multiple discrimination, as they are also the weakest people in the workplace. But moving on to UNAR's other main field of activity, Marco was keen to emphasize the work he does in collaboration with other organizations.
Yes, we work in strict collaboration and cooperation with the sector of NGOs and associations, which are very active in this field of the protection of human rights. We just set up within the Ministry for Rights and Equal Opportunity a register who gather and collect the association who are mostly active in this field of the fight against discrimination, of the promotion of equality. And you know, this office is just in Rome, so we need to have some national focal point all over the country. And so we have a big, big help from this association who are spread all over Italy. Right now we have in our register over 100 associations work in this field. And we try to promote with them some project called the so-called affirmative action. And that means that we try to do some action to help people who is in a less favorable condition. If I give you an example, I told you that one of the most critical areas is discrimination in workplace. In collaboration with trade unions and organizational employers, we are organizing some training courses within the firm, within the factory, where there is a high percentage of immigrant workers. And I think that it is very useful, because in cooperation with the association, with the trade union, and also with the organization employers, we are doing something very concrete to put this issue of equality and no discrimination within the workplaces.
How optimistic are you for the situation in Italy? I mean, it's not that bad, is it?
No, it's not very bad. As I told you before, we are starting to face this problem very recently. And I think that if we live in time, we can achieve some results. I think we are in time, because we are at a stage of a first generation of immigration. So if we start to face this problem with the policy of education, with the policy of labor market and so on, we are in time and we can face this challenge.
A challenge that is to be transformed into a richness. Because as Marco said right at the beginning of our conversation, diversity is not a problem, but a real resource for our society.